Blog Talk Radio.
Hotep Alakia, Divine Namaste and Ashe. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Okor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, from a Pan-African Hudu world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you could just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin, the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is April 26th, Tuesday, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you, live and always at your leisure and convenience, in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple to the house of the Divine Prince Ty and Mecca, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hudu Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the life healing and giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. Do join me live here each and every day, 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch, emanating from this big easy New Orleans, Louisiana. And join me on Wednesday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, here for House of the Divine Prince Live and in Archive on Blog Talk Radio. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. When you are prepared with your question, comment, or request, at time, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit do allow. Again, my live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. I invite you, I humbly, respectably implore you to continue to show your love and your support for the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, High Functions and Hudu Central, by taking note of the changes made to the new Blog Talk Radio profile. Be sure that you are now following the Divine Prince live in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana. Also, continue to show your support by clicking the Facebook like button. Each and every time you visit a show or visit the show page, we certainly appreciate all of your efforts and your time. Those who are tweeting, we're humbled by your appreciation. And of course, those who are sharing this via the 335 social networks that can be accessed via the little orange share this button beneath my photograph on the show page on the main Blog Talk Radio profile page. Again, we are humbled, truly, honestly, by your efforts, your continued support. But truly, we understand you could be anywhere else, doing anything else right now, and we truly are honored and appreciative of your divine being and presence with us at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch here on Love Talk Radio. We'd like to also ask that you would continue to show your support by clicking on and investigating the advertisements that are placed strategically on the page. I'm seeing Amtrak today. Visit myblackjourney.com. I'm seeing the Football Hall of Fame. I'm seeing Welch's Grape Juice. Indeed, we do get some recognition and a vote of confidence for your support by taking the time to click on these advertisements, investigate. We aren't for or against, but do take the time to show us that vote of confidence by at least investigating these ads for us, clicking on them. Again, we do get credit here on the show for your doing so. Know that I am here with you and for you in any endeavor. Spirituality and religion is my platform, but indeed we offer a wealth of information, resources, gifted associates who can assist you in many endeavors. So I would like to remind you to continue to visit and support my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will continue to find featured in my King's Chamber and Queen's Chamber, respectively, these powerful voices. And, of course, the Queen's Chamber is the dwelling place of queens, prophetess, priestess, and goddess, introducing women's ministries, leaders, practitioners, businesses, promotions, products, community, and grassroots organizations. And, of course, the presence of the Queen. There you will find my partner, my cohort, if you will, Sister Toni Martinez, also known as the Queen Mother Naima Shikamana. She shares with me in the hand crocheting and designing of dreadlock crowns, kufis, bags, belts, Rasta products. You will find just beneath her picture a YouTube video of me displaying some of my products that I've hand crocheted, but I will be adding some of her products also by video in coming days. You will also find just beneath my YouTube video one of my elders, one of my godmothers. I've known her almost 20 years now, temple elder, archbishop, high priestess, Divine Bon Terre, and she works by appointment only via her King Link in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you also find another one of my God aunties, if you will, spiritual leaders, mentors, and a local community activist and resident of New Orleans, Louisiana, Dr. Joy of Unlimited Joy, master psychic and tarot reader. You can find her also via the Queen's Chamber of my website. You can also find them connected to me in Facebook. So if you haven't done so, join me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Divine Prince, The Divine Prince as one word. You know that you can also find another of my godmothers, spiritual leaders, mentors, Santeria priestess, Juan Arisha, see what Juan Arisha can do via her King Link in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And now introducing these powerful practitioners and spiritualists, Aminti Anuket, who can be found via her Blog Talk Radio archive player, Temple Radio, in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Aminti Anuket is an old soul that has come here to return the consciousness of spiritual beings throughout the universe to that which is pure, that which is true, that which is spirit. And you can find her and her coming King Link in the Queen's Chamber of my website. You can also find now featured another of my community members, priestess, upcoming divination master in her own right, goddess, mother of Orisha, super queen. I've known her since 1986. Goddess Mother of Orishas of the Queen can now be found, the solution, in the Queen's Chamber of my website. She is love, light, and life. She is power, peace, and positive. But most of all, she is truth. So please do take the time to visit and support her. Her ad is new now, featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website, as well as new on King. So please do feel free to send her email requests. She's willing to take your email requests and address your questions, comments, or concerns at an affordable rate. If you would just peacefully, respectfully, professionally send her a request by clicking her Goddess Mother of Orisha link and Super Queen in the Queen's Chamber of my website and visiting her Queen profile. Also visit Goddess Palace, where you will find the Goddess Queen Day's Universal Opulence, Keeping Excellence Sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways, all things spiritual. You can find her via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber on my website. There you will also find my sister priestess, Amenti Anuket, Temple Radio, and she is an old soul here to assist you and regaining consciousness and spirituality via her Blog Talk Radio archive player. You also find another one of my elders, mentors, community members, Queen Ifama, hailing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And you can find her serving nothing but the butt-naked truth, the truth terrorist, via the Queen's Chamber of my website and her Blog Talk Radio archive player. She also handcrafts African jewelry and accessories, as well as other products. And she is a community activist, so please do visit her website by clicking her link and visiting her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber, where you will also find my very special sister priestess and authentic Sangomba, mother of many nations, Oshun priestess, Gogo, Nana, Alana, Omare, goddess, love, light, transforming lives one drumbeat at a time. Want to live who you are truly, fully, authentically? Contact priestess Gogo Nana Alana Omare via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website, where you will find the Healing Healer, the True Revolutionary 12-Step Program, the Recovery Room, Racism Non-Anonymous, Sister Abhinav Teaching Concepts, Principles, Living the Practices of Her Revolutionary 12-Step Program, Racism Non-Anonymous, uniquely designed with the African in mind. And you can find her in the Queen's Chamber of my website via her Blog Talk Radio archive player. Indeed, we say every day in every way, I support you because you support me. So we take the time to show honor, show reverence to those who support, truly support, not just in talk, but indeed in resources, in tithes and offerings. And these people keep this community moving forward. This is not of my doing. This is not of my resources. I'm surviving on a Social Security check, still trying to make April's rent, preparing to make May's rent. So without these supporters, I would not be, House of the Divine Prince would not be. So we show them honor and reverence. Angelic Soap, Teresa Kalahat, provides handcrafted real soap from the finest vegetable oils and other high-quality ingredients to ensure gentle cleansing with a rich, low, moisturizing lather. We use fair trade base oils and butters as much as possible, including raw, organic, and unrefined West African shea and African cocoa butters. We also specialize in soaps for special cleansings and ritual baths. So please do support Angelic Soap, Teresa Kalahat. Please let her know what you desire, and we will be overjoyed to work with you and to customize your order. She has also activated a special coupon code for House of Divine Prince 15, HDP 15, for an automatic 15% reduction of price. And this code is only good for followers of the House of Divine Prince and is of an indefinite term. So this coupon code can be used at the checkout point with Teresa Callahan and Angelic Phillips. So do click on her link, her picture there of Soaps, and the text are all linked back to her contact information in the Queen's Chamber on my website. Do also continue to show your support for the beautiful Queen Felicia Kushua, experienced Nubian jewel and African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornments to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle in one centralized location. And you can find her featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And you may not be prepared to spend today. You may be on a budget. But send these individuals an email. Let them know you heard about them. You're aware of them. You appreciate them. You're interested in the product. Let them know that you were referred by the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Type Lotions, and Hoodoo Central here, live and in archive on Blog Talk Radio. You must do so. This is co-unity. You'll be surprised what doors will be open to you, what offers will be open to you when you say, I heard about you, I was referred to you by the Divine Prince from the House of the Divine Prince website. We want to also show our support most definitely for our local community, those who, again, continue to support me both virtually and here on the ground in the community, are operating at the grassroots level, that are out there making change, not complaints, that are actively doing something to heal, to restore, to rebuild this community. So I must acknowledge Baba Luther Gray and Bambula 2000 can be found at www.internationalartsfoundation.com. And I want to also mention again for my local listening audience, as well as those who feel to travel, they're having an all-community volunteers dinner and association celebration tonight at the Ashe Cultural Center. All community volunteers are invited to join Ashe Cultural Center Andovia for a community volunteer appreciation celebration Tuesday, April 26, 2011, from 6 to 8 p.m. There will be networking from 6 to 7 p.m. and an informal social from 7 to 8 p.m., all free at the Ashe Cultural Arts Center, 1712 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. I believe their contact number is 504-569-9070. Kindly let them know you heard about them from the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, live here on Blog Talk Radio. Music will be provided by Baba Luther and Bambula 2000. And also consider bringing a donation towards one of two community projects. One, Choice A, a non-perishable food item for the food bank at St. Bernard Community Center. And Choice B, a package of new undergarments for female victims of violence assisted by SANE sexually assault nurse examiners. And for those of you who can and will, you can bring both. But they are asking that you would do one or the other, if not both, as a part of this celebration and donation towards these two very necessary community projects. Ashe Cultural Arts Center is an effort to combine the intentions of neighborhood and economic development with awesome creative forces of community, culture, and art to revive and reclaim a historically significant corridor here in Central City, New Orleans, which we know as Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, formerly known as Dryad Street. Dovia, also a sponsor of this event, New Orleans, is a professional association for volunteer coordinators. The letters stand for Directors of Volunteers in Agencies. Our association meets monthly, alternating between New Orleans and the North Shore area. And we host periodic training opportunities for members to develop new skills, brush up on techniques, and network with other leaders. So, again, contact information is Ashe Cultural Center, 1712 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70113. My zip code, area code 504-569-9070. And that can be found at www.ashehecac.org. Again, that's www.ashehecac.org. I also want to show my continued reverence and support for Mr. Daniels at Black and Gold Technology, who handles all of the computer technology issues that I cannot, that Chandra cannot, that Teresa Palahat and I cannot do remotely or through the phone. So we want to show our support for Mr. Daniels at Black and Gold Technology, and they can be contacted at 504-524-6768 here locally, New Orleans, Louisiana. We also want to acknowledge my leather and shoe repair, Garden District Shoe Repair, 3511 Magazine Street here in New Orleans, Louisiana, the proprietor, Jimmy Holmes. Their phone number is area code 504-891-SHOE, 504-891-SHOE. Do let these individuals, these proprietors, these businesses, these community activists know that you heard about them from the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, here on Blog Talk Radio Live and in archives. My favorite local spiritual church supply, FNF Incorporated, Felix Figueroa, located at 801 North Broad Street. They have all the usual bath oils, waters, candles, statues, perfumes, roots, herbs, floor wash, talismans, incense and sprays, and they also have those Yoruba Sanfria Lakomi Halo implements, books, and information. So do contact me, the Divine Prince, for more information on contacting Felix Figueroa at FNF Incorporated Spiritual Church Supply. They love the referral. We also want to recognize www.KingandQueenEmporium, located in the 7th Ward at, 2500 Bayou Road at North Dirgenois Street. They offer body oils, burning oil, incense, candles, resins, charcoal, shea butter, black soap, head-to-toe body glaze, shea, souffle, body cream, handcrafted jewelry, Bob Marley t-shirts, caps, hats, posters, cultural items, CDs, DVDs, as well as a constantly changing and transforming wealth of other African, Pan-African-based products, as well as information. They are located, in another important and historic black community here in New Orleans, the Caribbean, the Reggae Club. It's right around the corner from there. So you do want to stop by there, tourists as well as locals, connect with not only their products that they offer, but community information and forms via King and Queen Emporium at www.kingandqueenemporium. I also want to invite those of you who can and will be local to New Orleans and the French Quarter here on Thursday, April 28, 2011. It's a very historic day for Congo Square. At 2 p.m., the New Orleans City Council will vote in the City Council chambers to change the name that we have all come to know as Congo Square, to change the name from General P.T. Beauregard. It has always been General P.T. Beauregard Square, and they're going to officially vote at the City Council chambers to change the name of the park legally, logistically, physically, historically, to Congo Square. And at 3 p.m., there will be a procession of celebration from City Hall to Congo Square. Bring your drums, bring your shakara, bring your rhythm instruments, bring your white outfits, your white African, your white wraps. And then from 4 to 6 p.m., we will celebrate and drum in Congo Square, pour libations to our ancestors, and bless Freddie Evans' book, who has just released a book, I believe, called Congo Square, the first of its kind ever, that will showcase and explore and share the history, the historic, colorful, rich history of the presence and physical spot that we all know as Congo Square. And those of you who are my regulars know that we drum regularly on Sundays from 2 to 4 in Congo Square. But this event will be Thursday, April 28th, from 3 to 4. We will march. We will have a procession, a celebratory procession from City Hall to Congo Square. And then from 4 to 6, we will drum, pour libations. This is a great opportunity to meet the community, meet other grassroots organizers, people who are actually doing something in the community. You don't often hear their names. You don't often know their faces. This is an opportunity to connect, see people who are doing something positive, who are not stressing the negative, but are actually moving to create some choices, some results within our community. And that's ultimately what it's all about. So if you can, if you're able, meet me, the Divine Prince, as well as Baba Luther and the rest of the community. I'm sure Trinity will be there. I'm sure very many others will be there to help us celebrate. So this is a perfect time to meet the Divine Prince live without the archive, though I will be videotaping as much as I can. And between having a procession and marching and drumming, that's going to be a tricky thing. I'm going to try and get some help, but I am going to do a few videos to sort of archive the event and then post that to my YouTube and to Facebook. So, again, I certainly welcome the opportunity to connect with the community at such a historic event. I want to take this time to humbly, respectfully show honor and reverence to the square circle of gods and goddess prophets and prophetess, listeners, friends, guests who are among us in this live chat: Aminti, Astrology, Kalahat, Candelo, Goddess Mother Varisho, Queen Enchantress, Sushana, and the Psychic Chick, Divine Peace and Blessings, Joy and Prosperity, individually, respectively, unto each and every one of you. And of course, those who are already present on the phone line, area code 678, our regular listener and caller, also Goddess Mother Varisha, we show great honor and reverence for your divine being and presence. I want to take a short intermission, and I will be forward momentarily. Again, if you have a question, comment, or request, my live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. I will be forward. All gives indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Tango, Yalando, go you there, Wole. Oh.
Kabiyo Sibe, Alafia, and Ashe. Again, I am humbled, appreciative, honored by each and every one of your divine being and presence here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Voodoo Central at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio for the Power Lunch. Those of you who are on the phone lines, divine peace and blessings in all of those who are present with me now in the live chat. Remember, our live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit do allow. Today is one of those days when there are so many things going on. Many of you know I'm just getting internet back, so I'm in a state of a catch-up, if you will, particularly on my written documents and the De La Goon and divinations that I do, which require me to do more secretarial duties, if you will, typing, research, charting, things of that nature. So I'm sort of distracted and overwhelmed, and many of you have been and experienced a show with me like this before. Some of you claim you prefer it, because I typically speak directly from spirit. It's a time when I'm fatigued in the body and sort of focused, if you will, so it allows for a separation at the spirit level, allowing for a free flow communication, a free flowing doorway, if you will, for energy and spiritual awareness to transfer. So just as the show was beginning, and I, as I always do, say a prayer offline and ask for divine intervention and guidance in the direction for which the show should go, I received an awareness and understanding that I feel I'm going to try and make an attempt to share with you today, again, sort of off the cuff without any real preparation. So I open by saying that spirit, I embrace. Spirit, I open, I surrender to more of you and less of me, understanding that I am because my divine creators are all powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment in time space. Let us remember that this program is about divine spirit and spirituality, hoodoo, voodoo, and abaya, magic, if you will. Therefore, magic doesn't require always the logical, and will often not equate with so-called rational, earth-based laws and physicality. Faith, spirit, belief, are no bond, if you will, to requirement for interdimensional, magical, spiritual manifestation. Like God, like Goddess, like I, like we are. And it just is. Faith, spirit, and belief are not bound to requirements of this dimension, which we occupy relatively cyclically, spiritually, seasonally, figuratively, and literally. God requires no box, no limitations, no bounds of understanding, requiring the greatest leap of faith and understanding, a fearless traverse into the unknown and not immediately identifiable, into the divine mystery, into what I call the mist. this place and overstanding came to me through challenging everything I thought I already knew and know about God. Some of you have heard me previously tell the story of being in New York City in 1988 and being in a great state of confusion and depression and upset, and life was truly transforming for me. And I had a vision of me jumping off my balcony. I lived in Schaumburg Plaza. God's Mother Marisha, I'm sure, is familiar with Schaumburg Plaza, 110th and 5th Avenue, right over the lake, which turns into an ice skating rink in the wintertime. And I was on the 33rd floor of my building, but I had this vision, this dream, of, if you will, of an ending. And on the surface, it sounds dramatic and negative and dark, but it was truly the beginning of the awakening for me. Each time I would jump from the 33rd floor, I would hit the ground and I would float back to the top again. And it was a divine message, if you will, a formula for understanding and interpreting magic that was being conveyed to me, not in words, but in feeling and symbolism and energy. And it was from that day forward that I rejected, that I had to cast aside all that I thought that I knew about God. Indeed, I heard the voice of God say, "Are you ready to cast aside all you've been told, all your mama said, all your daddy said, all your pastor said, your teachers and them said, and just trust me, just believe in me?" And it requires a leap in faith that many are not able to comprehend, to fathom, to internalize. It's a leap in faith, not in something beyond yourself, but within yourself. It's divinely innate and inherent right here, right now, in this divine moment in time space. So I want to, again, remind us, refocus back to voodoo, Obeya, back to magic. And for those of you who have been listening and are still struggling to piece it all together, everything that I teach, everything that I share, everything that I post, everything I project, create and recreate, it's intentional, it's conscious, it's by design. I was one of those kids whose parents, when grandma meets a voice, it's your mouth that's going to get you in trouble. And as a young person, we latch on to the negative reverberation of that affirmation. But as an adult, as a spiritualist, I learned the power of the spoken word. I learned the power of the reverberation of the spoken word, not just what I say to you. I love you, I hate you, I like you, I dislike you. But what we think, create, and recreate subconsciously, spiritually, internally, at what I call and what my elders and teachers call the real level. What's out here, this is plastic. This is flexible. This is changeable, mutable. I like the term it's weather, because weather is something many of us can understand, even at its most basic human level. It just is. For the most part, we have no control over it. It comes, it goes, it has its seasons, it has its cycles, has its process. And at an alchemical level, at a spiritual, symbolic, metaphoric level, indeed, it has its levels of awareness, its transformation, if you will, as we move from one thing to another, and they all have their purpose, the things that we enjoy about them that we need, and they also bring about that reminder that ultimately there's something beyond our control, beyond our spiritual awareness. This is necessary for operating in ritual magic. This is necessary for having optimal results. This is necessary for standing on a guarantee, a public written guarantee of results and manifesting and saving face and being able to live up to that. It requires surrendering to a higher power, to a higher force, to a higher self. And those who truly understand, it's not outside of self. The main world religions, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, have taught us a false sense of self and God, which requires separation, which requires dominance and submissiveness, which requires us giving up control, if you will, and responsibility, which is one of the things that drew me back to hoodoo, voodoo, and abaya. It's indeed been on my radar, and again, Goddess Mother Orisha can attest, since junior high school, when I first met, one of the very first conversations she and I had was about voodoo. So this has always been in the equation, but what helped me to cross over, if you will, and to really embrace ATR to this level was a sense of responsibility, sense of commitment, and a sense of not being powerless to react, to respond. Now, saying that, it doesn't mean that, you know, you curse everyone who curses you, you attack when attacked. It requires discipline. It requires spiritual maturity. For indeed, if the divine creator allowed us access to our full 100%, many of you would destroy the world. Some of you would single-handedly kick off the revolution. Some of you would create a world of frogs and very few people. So there's a natural law that's rational, that's very easy for me to comprehend and to understand, that would prevent abuses of length, of power, abuses of energy, abuses of manifestation. I was taught in my initiation process and training and upbringing that indeed there was a time when we had full access, 100%, to that level of manifestation. And we've seen traces of that story in Lemuria, Atlantis, you know, even Kemet and ancient Egypt to some degree, where we have misused, taken for granted our blessing, our gift, the expected flow and fertilization of the annual Nile flood. And when that didn't happen, many people went unprepared. Many people starved. Many people went without water. Many people were forced to relocate. Again, this is symbolic, metaphoric of indeed the path each and every one of us must walk each and every day. I'm going to bring one of our community members and priestess online. Make the astrology hotel.
Hotel.
Peace and blessings. Are you on speaker? I can hardly hear you.
You can't hear me.
Not very well. Sounds like you're on speaker and you're underneath a blanket or something.
My it's up. I don't know why you can never hear me, but my mic is up.
Wow, that's interesting. See, there's a lot of background noise. Hello? I don't know what you just did, but it made a difference.
Okay, can you hear me now? You hear me better?
I can hear you better. It's still not clear, but I can hear you better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's your question, comment, or concern today?
I really want to know spiritually what happens to people who capture spirits and put them in boxes and stuff to do spiritual work for them.
Now, there are many ways of looking at this. And I'm going to mute you while I give an explanation, and I'll come back. And if you can, you might even try hanging up and call back while I'm talking. It might fix the line. Now, when you talk about capturing spirit, I'm immediately going to ATR African-based tradition. And we see this practice, particularly in Yoruba, Ifa, Santeri, Lakomi, Palo, Voodoo, Hoodoo. And it takes on different characteristics, as always, based on the past, the family, the house. But if we look about globally, to some degree, we also have seen this practice in other ancient world cultures and civilizations, to include ancient Egypt. Now, to not digress and make it too broad a realm of understanding, let's start with voodoo. In voodoo, we have what's called a Kobe pot. Those of you who remember Serpent in the Rainbow, there were Kobe pots in this movie where the souls, the spirit, the essence of beings were being kept. Traditionally, they are ancestors, family members, priests, healers, spiritualists who have passed over, and you want to maintain connection with them and that energy. We see in Palo, which many really don't have a full understanding, save those who are truly initiated, what's going on in Palo. So I'm going to be very crafty with what I say here, but there's a keeping of bones and other organic material in pots. Now, there's some level of abuse with that. There are those who keep certain things in their pots in order to maintain control, to gain control, to manipulate, if you will. And again, it's very specific to the past. And Palo has been separated and has been sort of given a darker stereotype, if you will, as opposed to other paths who operate with the Kobe. Santeri operates with taurines, special pots. Aminti, I don't know if you checked your line. Oh, you might be using Skype, but you sound really, really bad. Hang up, call back, and see if that corrects the line. But whatever you're using right now, it's not good. I've checked a couple of times while I'm talking, and it's like you're in the middle of a windstorm or something. Yeah, so I'm going to continue to answer your question, though, to kind of give you opportunity to hang up and call back. Now, when you start getting into other paths, again, I'm not here to speak for other paths, but there are, again, uses of pots to keep. And again, I'm being very careful because, as I've said in previous shows, some people would hear what I say, and they're inevitably going to try it. And you're going to hurt yourself or somebody else. So I'm very careful about what I share and what I don't share. I have lost friendships with other practitioners over things that they kept in their pots, revealed to me in their pots. And in a sort of a sarcastic and even slightly humorous way of examining this is to sort of get a picture in your mind of someone or something, some living being, breathing entity, which has no connection to you, your culture, your tradition, your past, and then you choose posthumously, after they die, after they pass on, to incorporate them into your ritual work. And for some people, this is intrinsically off balance. So there may be, that's much better, I'm into. There may be a level of that in your question. So again, I think it is the path, the tradition, what is it being used for, why, and then there's that rational, logical, left brain, common sense, and then there's the spirit. Some things are just not going to translate in the spirit, and we all, particularly in magical practices, ritual-based paths, some things we do that's purely spirit, that's purely faith, it's not going to make sense to people who are apart. So that's a good question. And your line is open. And that's a tricky question. So I hope I was able to at least open a discussion to your answer.
Well, I was, I'll just say quick, I was tuned into a show, and there was a discussion over some disagreements. And the lady had set a ritual. She said, I take a box and I put a mirror inside the box and I put my spirit in the box and something else she said that she did with the spirit. And I hear this very heavy with people, you know, it was like witchcraft versus pagans on this show all the time. And I was just curious because I felt a little uncomfortable when she said the ritual. I can't explain it to you. I just felt a little uncomfortable in my spirit when she had said something about that ritual. And then one of the other ladies had did like a chant in the name of the Kemetic deities. And it was just very interesting. I just, that's why I posed the question.
Yeah, if I can interrupt you, that's a very common hoodoo practice. I'm almost tempted to say she heard me say that or heard someone else say that. Now, it does sound like she added some, you know, her twist to it, but on the surface, it doesn't seem imbalanced to me. Now, that doesn't mean that there's something else going on there that she did not reveal that your spirit picked up.
Mm-hmm.
That does not mean that there might be something else in that box that she didn't even say during the show that you may have lit on to. But just on the surface, on the generic, as you describe that scenario, that's a very common scenario, particularly with the box, typically a black box and mirrors to reflect back the energy of others. Now, incorporating her own energy into that process, it's a very dangerous thing, say, for only the most advanced practitioner, because, you know, on the surface, she's literally interjecting herself into that battle, the energy that's coming at her and the energy that's leaving, and she may be redirecting it. She may be projecting it. She may be reprogramming it to some degree. So I wouldn't suggest beginners do that, but as an expert, as someone who's been doing this a while, that doesn't sound crazy to me. Now, the second scenario, and now correct me if I'm wrong, it sounded like you didn't say this, but it sounded like you were suggesting she was chanting the Kemetic deities and drawing them into a box?
I don't know if they were drawing them into the box, but they were saying their names. She said something about that, and the other woman began to say a chant. She began to say like an affirmation,
mm-hmm.
You know, because like I said, the show was about people who were coming after them, you know, negatively. And then
that's just a wisdom that's speaking. And she's speaking wisdom right now. People are invoking all kind of spirits,
yep,
and wrong entities that may not be appropriate for them. And just because you can does not mean that you should. Just because
mm-hmm.
they're available does not mean that you should adopt them. And that's a part of the two-edged sword, particularly with the word to the internet, because we have access to all this information. People want to try it. They want to experiment. And they see different people get on YouTube and say all kind of stuff. And it makes them feel a certain sense of security, where they may be dabbling in something they have very little awareness of. So, you know, by all means, I believe in being led by spirit. And to some degree, that goes back to that Christian upbringing that I had, growing up in the sanctified church, where you weren't even considered a mature Christian if you hadn't received the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is to discern, which is to bring us and to heighten these gifts. And then I began my journey into other paths. So that foundation was there, and I think I carried a lot of that into some of these other paths, as far as protecting myself, not becoming vulnerable to, not surrendering to something that might not, as with you, just might not be gelling right with your spirit. And it may be that person. It might be that show. That's just wisdom. It might be that, as suggested, it could be the energy and the entities that they are working with. That doesn't necessarily make it right or wrong, you know, but it may make it right or wrong for you. Just like, you know, some people can't eat eggs. Some people can't drink milk. You know, it doesn't make it wrong, but it's definitely not right for you. So that's indeed a powerful question, and an in-depth one, because, again, we don't know really what the full ramifications are here, what spirits or what entities and what's being done, and what are they doing once they trap these spirits, these energies into a box. I do have taurine. I do have POTS. That's another one, POTS, Colgin POTS. Particularly Ogu Pass, Legba Pass. But I know many people that are operating with POTS who have no understanding of what they're doing, don't understand how to feed the POT and the spirit within the POT, don't understand how to cleanse the POT. Certain deities can't come in contact with water. Some deities can't come in contact with fire. Some deities can't come in contact with certain elements. And that is a part of the ever-elusive, often evaded, highly evolved divinationary process that goes along with coming into many of these ATR paths. That is where you receive the taboos. That is where you receive the understanding. That is where you receive not only your guides, your deities, your heads, but also an understanding of your element. Many of you don't realize you have an element, and you work within certain elements. Goddess Mother Varisha is just now figuring out that there's something in the dirt for her, and it does something to her when she's composting and she's gardening and she's out there in that dirt. I discovered early in my path that my element is the mist. You would often hear me refer to the mist, that it's that state of not quite water, not quite air, not quite, it's a moisture, it's a mist. And when we look at Kemetic, there was a deity that governed that element. All the paths have a deity, have a spirit, have an entity that connects with certain things. And two, before I let you jump back in there, Minty, because I will forget, people are also, again, not discerning spirit. That is crucial. Everything that operates, that communicates, that comes through to you in the spirit realm is not an Orisha, it's not a Lawa, it's not a deity, it's not a god, it's not an angel, and particularly those who have at one point inhabited human form. Going on to the other side does not automatically glorify them, elevate them. It, as we've been erroneously taught, it doesn't immediately wash away all your sins and you're now in this heightened state. So many are tapping these entities and getting false information. That's a part of the mystique and the drama around the Ouija board. Most Ouija boards are made out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Wood is a very specific element which ties things to the ground. So spirits are not elevating if they're tied to the ground. So you're only going to pull in certain deities that can come through and operate through wood, and that's why people fall into a mistake with Ouija board, and they start accessing spirits, deities, demons, angels, all other manifestations of spirit which they have no education in, discerning, and drawing them in through that board. Those who practice magic, good magic, black magic, white magic, Wiccan, I'm not even being specific to that right now, but understand drawing a circle, understand laying down a line. You always put up protection before you draw in foreign spirits.
Yep.
There's a reason for that. They have to be contained. They have to be petitioned off to some degree. So, again, there's definitely some truth to what they're saying, to what you heard. Again, I would question the details. What are they operating with? Who are they drawing into these boxes? And for what purpose? And where are they getting the guidance from to do so? And I'm not standing in judgment one way or the other. I didn't hear the program. I'm only going on, you know, what you shared. But it's a tricky subject. It's not for the timid. It's not for the beginner. I myself operate with circles, magic circles, squares. In fact, I'm going to share one with you now, and I hope it's still up. I'm not sure. It's not my site. It's called Sakura's Magic Circle, S-A-K-U-R-A, Sakura's Magic Circle, and it's Japanese, by Takeru Yamamoto. And this circle for me began to really heighten my connection to earth changes, volcanoes, earthquakes, many of the events that happened pre the Japanese disaster, we were already talking about, because I had been meditating and operating with this particular circle. Now, the URL is http://Yamamoto, Yamamoto, 114 dot Minitopia, Minitokyo.com. Again, that's http://. Somebody might want to put it in the chat for me. Yamamoto, Y, no www, just http://, Yamamoto, Yamamoto, 114 dot Minitokyo.com. And if somebody can check for me, let me know if it's still there, because I haven't checked since 2007. I sort of just printed it out. And in fact, I keep it, sharing another interesting tidbit, I keep it right above my computer screen. So it's present even when I'm reading, it's present when I'm working with my crystals here on my light altar, when I'm doing that empathic on-the-spot reading, I utilize Sakura's Magic Circle to not only bring balance to energies and frequencies, but to, again, keep certain things from coming in and help to assist others into coming in. Are you with me, Aminti?
Yep.
I'm going to put you on hold just for a second. Area code 765. Divine peace and blessings. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hi, I hope that's me, Divine Prince. It's Ushana. I'm calling from Central Indiana. How are you today?
All is indeed a blessing. It's a little overcast, but we're not storming.
It is stormy here. I was outside, and the wind was blowing so hard, I thought it would make interference when we were talking. Might I ask you something that does not pertain to today's show particularly?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. And you do a wonderful job of, or just being here for the people. I commend you. It's wonderful. The other day I had gone outside there is a wooden sidewalk built in, along our yard from the porch out to the road because it is lowland, and it just becomes mud, you know. And we had built a wooden sidewalk some time back. And the other day when I walked out, there were two snakes sunning themselves on the sidewalk. And I have been drawn to listen to your show. I've had a lot of dreams lately and am opening up. Do you feel that this was of any import? The snakes did not seem afraid of me. I don't handle snakes. I don't have ever had one for a pet or anything like that. But they were not afraid when I walked over to them. They just, you know, they were just there. I didn't disturb them, and they didn't disturb me. I was wondering if this indicates anything with the dreams and things going on right now. Thank you.
Yeah. Before I respond, I'm going to ask you three very specific questions. And I don't want you to think about them. I just want you to answer. It's pointless to think about them because you will not be able to sort of make sense of where I'm going. And the reason for it is it's crucial to the symbolism. I talk about symbolism a lot, specifically dream symbolism. And we've sort of been miseducated, if you will, into over latching on to symbols. What's the word I'm looking for? We tend to think one symbol fits everybody, and it doesn't.
Yes.
Very specific, not only to the person, but to the season, to the event. And those more seasoned tarot readers know what I'm talking about because it's person, place, thing, season, event that establishes what any set of cards, any set of symbols mean at any given time. So my questions are, first, what is your religion? Don't answer. What is your spiritual path? And what is your birthday?
First of all, I was raised as a Christian, studied the Bible. I am part Native American, and I also study that. I've studied a little Wiccan, but I truly honor the spirit within us all that is not compartmentalized in some sort of so-called religion, so I'm very eclectic. What was the second question, please?
What is your specific spiritual path, which is very different from your religion?
I feel very connected with the earth, the Mother Earth, and her children. I'm searching in a sense to narrow a lot of things down into my life to choose one particular path. That is why I'm drawn, I believe, as of recent, to hoodoo and to some of the very very real. They feel very real to my spirit. But as of present, I am many things. I'm wanting to be one place, and that may have to do with the answer to this next, your third question. I am an Aquarius person with many planets, rising, moon, sun, Mars, and Mercury in Aquarius. So sometimes I'm all over the place, but I do have strong Earth planets too.
Okay, so how do you practice religion and spirituality in your house at the most practical level?
With the new moon, I was born on the new moon, and particularly on the new moons, I will take the sage and do the blessings. I do read the Bible. I do readings with cards. For many years, I have done that. It's just things that resonate within me. It's not any one particular thing in any one particular religion. In other words, there is a hoodoo through my background, I am sure. Celtic things through my background and Cherokee through my background. So I'm just a big melting pot, actually.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you. I have more than enough information. Now,
okay.
We know
Thank you.
That culturally and globally, world culture and religion, we've seen the manifestation of that symbol of two serpents. And they're typically either elevated or on the ground. And that within itself leans towards an explanation and an understanding. Now, for example, for some reason, the Minoan snake goddess came to my mind. And she's typically depicted with a bird on her head, very akin to some of the Kemetic Egyptian deities, holding a snake in both hands. But you suggested that these snakes were on the ground and were sunny, which for me suggests a place in time. Elevated in the air would suggest someone having some control, some familiarity. And you suggested you weren't a snake handler, you don't have any experience with that. So, again, that reinforces a beginning for me, a beginning point, a new understanding. And to be more specifically, one of initiation, and this might require you being a little bit more specific in your spirit focus. Being too liberal in your spiritual focus means that you've sort of got energy just coming and going. And it's not being focused into any specific area that you may want or need that extra focus in. So I'm not asking you, nor do I ever, it's not even a part of what I do to make people choose religions, to even interfere with people's choice of religion. I'm probably more connected with people's spiritual path than the actual religion. So I would do three things. One, I would connect with ancestors. I always suggest connecting with ancestors, particularly with those who aren't already formally consecrated to any specific path or deity. Those of you listening to me right now, trying to identify your stuff through what I'm telling this caller, this answer will be different for you. ATR, Santeri, Lakomi, I would say go to Lakeville first. But for this caller, I'm telling you to go call on your ancestors first for clarity. And in so doing, you'll find that certain religious paths and understanding will sort of push themselves to the front, to the forefront. And then take some time really committing to a more formalized demonstration. And I don't know how long you've been listening to you, so you might not know the full understanding of when I say demonstration. Demonstration is a word that I use a lot. It's more than just who you are. It's what you believe. It's a sum total of what we say we are and what we say we believe. And so much so the sum total, it will often be involuntary. So it just is. It doesn't take a whole lot of extra work. Again, I would find that authentic connection to path and to a specific path and then connect there. Again, the two serpents are representing a beginning point, a beginning to a study, an initiation into, an embracing of some more formalized, organized religious path. And again, I'm not suggesting Catholicism, Christianity, Islam, Judaism at all, just a more structured approach to your path. Many of us are working or raising families or are doing many things and are not setting a specific time to pray, a specific time to meditate. Many of my listening audience have altars in their house, which require work, which require maintenance, which require feeding. So, again, that's sort of metaphoric to what I'm suggesting for you. There needs to be a greater level of actual hands-on demonstration of what you believe. And it creates a greater focus. It creates a greater energy vortex, if you will, for drawing that which you truly need right now and blocking that which you don't. And I'm sensing that there's some great questions that are on your mind right now, which you didn't ask. They weren't a part of your reading, so I'm not going to go into details about them. But those answers and moving you forward are intricately tied to this level of spiritual manifestation. And it may be, mean that at some point in the future, not right now, but you may be even called to some form of ministry or have some form of a practitioner specific to your path. But the step leading to that, this prior step to that, is sort of focalizing your belief system. And as Americans, black and white, we all have more than enough reasons to have some issues with religion, as they have been taught, projected, even oppressed upon us in this westernized culture. Religion has worked out well for some people. Christianity and religion has worked out well for my mom, who's a well-established evangelist. But for me, it left me wanting, and it left me searching and on a journey, which for me ended up where I am today. But I got here by going back in time, going back in my own ancestry, going back in my own roots, and sort of beginning from there. And you'll find that your path will begin to formalize and crystallize, and many of those other questions will begin to resolve themselves almost magically.
Well, I thank you very much. There have been so many things, like a crazy quilt, you know, things that I feel that the pieces are wanting to come together and make something whole.
And amidst astrology, one of my priestesses is also suggesting for you in the chat that you that this will also, by connecting with your ancestors, also begin to open you up to your spiritual parent, your spiritual mentors. Whatever age you are is irrelevant. I have.
I am retired. I am an elder.
Yeah.
And I have the time and the space to concentrate on something now.
You most certainly do. But I most assuredly appreciate your call. And if you will, go to my website and send me a donation, or go to my Keen profile. You can find those links. There's a little call button on my Blog Talk Radio profile. You can also find them at my website. Send me an email. Send me a $5 donation, at least something that will allow you the opportunity to comment and rate on your experience and on your reading today. I've already muted you, so we can't hear you, but I greatly appreciate your call and the opportunity to assist you in your endeavor. I'm going to take a quick break. We have about 30 minutes left in the show, and then I will come back to the phone line, the area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to attend to your question, comment, or request today. We have about 30 minutes left in the show. And, of course, to all of our special guests, Queen, Enchantress, Susanna, I believe, who was our caller, Goddess Mother Orisha, Kalahat, Amenti, Astrology, and those of you who are present with the phone, on the phone lines, I am truly honored and appreciative of your divine being and presence and hanging in here with me for this two-hour show here on Blog Talk Radio. And as a small reminder, many of you know, those of you who are on the phone line, I typically play music at the end of the show until the last person hangs up. Sometimes that goes as long as 3 o'clock Central Time, my time. So for those of you who wish to be a part of that experience, do get your call in at area code 347-215-8967 long before the end of the show so that you can be a part of that experience. And every now and then I do take calls during the after set and respond to your questions or comments. So take note of that. And I will be forward. All is indeed a blessing. You can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life. I'll be forward momentarily.
Iba, Iba. Follow, follow,
Revolutionaries, overnight psychics, spiritualists, liars and backstabbers, false prophets, fearmongers, strong-armed prophetizers, parasitic politicians, and all those who would seek to harm, hinder, enslave spirit and evolution. Forward movement. We bind all manner of dangers, seen and unseen, evil known and unknown. We loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and standing into our earth plane dimension for immediate manifestation and revelation. We vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors and Aguns and all those who've gone on before us in transition and which would assist us in all that is good and righteous here and now on this earth plane dimension. We forever reverberate and reiterate your names and enliven our lives with your divine wisdom and presence. May we forever give your names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we now send all that which we find unneeded, unuseful, into the divine, cosmic, universal black hole to either be destroyed are recreated as pure white light. As we manifest our highest good and vibration in this divine time, space, and moment, and realize our destiny to change the world, to change so-called civilizations, to change ourselves, as we now know it, I, even me. As we enter this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful of our inner walk, inner works and pronunciations, and that we would project upon and recreate and reshape and reiterate the reality of all towards that which is pure, righteous, authentic, true. As we enter the inner sanctum, the Hoodoo Central is the presence of all who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us. In divine revelation and manifestation, we light and illuminate our candles, constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness. We light a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We offer libation for rebirth, renewal, regeneration. And we burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions. Ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection with spirit. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of this divine, crystalline, universal, cosmic reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us all ever steady back into light and God consciousness and body, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if we can just see beyond the veil, for it's all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help in every time, space, and need. They fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me, beside me, within me, divine guides along my way, through every moment, every event, every motion of every day. I am now wise and true, patient, kind, and loving to, and all things that I am, can do, and be through the divine creators who empower and enliven me. Their truth, it is me, it is in me. I need only still my mind, my ego, and listen to the real me, the real I. They are my help. I cannot be sick. They are my strength, unfailing, and I cannot be bound. My all, my knowing. I know no fear, no misunderstanding, no disillusionment. The divine truth is life, love, spirit, liberty, and co-unity, so co-create with me, and it shall be. Remember who you are, you powerful, loving, loved, created, creator child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are divine love manifest. You are divine science manifest. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright and true, and no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, your magnificence, your might, your wisdom, your divinity, when you succeed to inspire others to succeed. When you change, transform, you to inspire others to change and so transform. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent, be authentic to your demonstration. This is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back into us the divine light and spark of your most true and perfected self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality. And remember with me your perfect light, body, and consciousness. Remember, you have creative allowance to create and recreate the light, the love, the clarity, the environment you need, seek, and desire to move forward, to heal, to manifest. I am because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are without beginning or ending. I am eternal, all-powerful. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place, what you think, feel, say, do, or believe. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order as it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, and before me. As I release my grip on life, I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of. All is indeed a blessing in the bosom of a goddess. I have, am, and are all that I need. It is divinely innate. It is divinely inherent. I am open to all of life's experiences as the moments of my life come and go. I am in divine peace, serenity, and tranquility. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them. And when problems arise, and they do, I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit. I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine timing. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal, for my divine creators are time, limitless, and eternal. In the quiet spaces between my thoughts, my mind, my ego, they speak and come to me, minister and administer to me, and all things become clear. My life transforms in divine and magical, unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, insignificant. As I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity, tranquility, wisdom, and knowing, my path forward is becoming clearer and clearer. Like quartz, crystal clear, refined, vibrant, colorful, focused. Every day in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious as I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. Like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like divine creator, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am in divine balance. I am divine completion. Ishu alegwana kosi wari. Awu onda uto ni iwo ara afanbo osi. O batala mi ita ni iwo o niyo aban ishu. Ishu is a respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools that one versed in mysteries uses truth to own you. He calls scatter to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warnings is the one who is Ishu. Aboru Aboye Aboshishe Ashe, may our evil reach your rune. May our evil be accepted, may our evil allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say Ashe, Ashe, and Ashe. I will be forward momentarily, all of you. A blessing. Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You know, it's really interesting how spirit works. Right there at the end of the prayer, the police was out front. They were actually kind of tooting a little siren while I was in the middle of my prayer, and I was able to at least complete it before I got up to see what was going on. And for many of you, in your base path, Santeria, Lakomi, Hoodoo, Voodoo, police symbolize Ogu. And I kind of opened the door, and just as I did, one of those green chameleons came running in the house. And the last time that happened, that's Ochosi, one, the other warrior. So Papalepa and the warrior showed up at the door. And the last time that happened was the summer Hurricane Katrina, so I'm just a little bit concerned. I had the chameleon get in my house, and it refused to leave all summer long. I couldn't catch it. No matter what I would do, it would run, it would hide, and it pretty much stayed behind one of my fish aquariums all summer long in the drapes, and didn't leave until days before Hurricane Katrina came. So I'm just a little concerned about hurricanes this year, storms this summer. We will soon be entering into that hurricane season. So keep us all in prayer. Keep us all in spirit keep us all in ritual as we move forward, as we endure the many changes of life and weather and the planet. Again, I am truly humbled and honored by each and every one of your divine being and presence, Amiti Astrology, Goddess Mother Marisha, all of our special guests, Lord Euros, Queen Enchantress, Susanna, divine peace and blessings to each and every one of you, and of course those who are still with me on the phone lines, and I offer you all divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity, and invite you to join me here tomorrow, Wednesday at 7 p.m., Wednesday, tomorrow at 7 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio for the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central, here on Blog Talk Radio from this beautiful, historic, enchanted, legendary New Orleans, Louisiana. Uptown, Lafayette Cemetery number 2. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Again, I am
humbled and grateful for each and every one of your divine being and presence, and ask that you do join me here tomorrow at 7 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, live and in archive here on Blog Talk Radio. I would also like to ask, again, humbly, that you would click the Facebook like button, that you would tweet the show, that you would tweet this episode of the show, that you would like my show, that you would like this episode of the show, but also use the share button at your convenience to share the show in the various 335 social networks that are now attached to that orange sort of perch color looking share this button beneath my photo at the top of the show page. Also, if you haven't done so already, do click follow and follow us. We are no longer friending, as it were, on Blog Talk Radio. We are now asking that you would click follow. So please do click follow, click Facebook like, please do tweet, please do share this, and of course continue to support us by clicking on the various advertisements that Blog Talk Radio does place on the show. It is a way of showing your support. It is a way of offering by clicking on the various advertisements. Again, Amtrak, MyBlackJourney.com is still showing. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is still showing. Royal Caribbean is even now showing. So take the time to, any time you visit my page, click on these advertisements. Again, we do get some credit for that. We most certainly appreciate you. I look forward to meeting you here tomorrow at 7 p.m. I look forward to meeting you on my Blog Talk Radio page. I look forward to hearing from you via my Keen 800 number. I look forward to hearing from you and receiving your requests at my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. We'll be right back.
high so quick.